Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are going to be learning the Siyata Dishmaya, Parshas Toldos, the Shalashudas Drasha of Marana Ravzitzel. That's recorded in the Shmuot Ohaya, Schus Moshe Rav and Peshtin Reis of Moshe Mordechai, Mechevet Fegel Mas Mechel Yudis Basia, and S'chus Meir Rabbeinu Rav Yitzchak Menachem and Ben Gittin Lo Brando Leah. S'chus Nechagito Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi V'chol Yitzchak Chalitzea. S'chus Bum Adai Bas Chanadina V'chol Yitzchak Chalitzea. S'chus Meir Brando Bas Golda V'chol Yitzchak Chalitzea V'chol Nun Veleah. S'chus Rav Yosef Tzvi Ben Maris and Miriam Dev Rav Maris and Miriam. Naomi Servas, Marzan, and Miriam, Baruch Tzachot Zeb, and Chazachot Zeyam. And of course, Tzachot Zeb, and Marzan, and Rasa, Shikichiu. The Mishmas, Marz, Esther, Vans, Rib Shmuel, Vela, Todos, Yitzchok, and Avram, Avram, Holy, that's Yitzchok. These are the descendants of Yitzchok, the son of Avram. Avram gave birth to Yitzchok, or begat Yitzchok, he literally gave birth to him. The Torah relates about the family of the Avos, with the focus on clarifying what is the Iker, and what is the Tufel, what is primary, and what is secondary. Like the Medrash talks about Bereishis Rabba, Lamed Tes Yud, Tanchum and Parshas Vayeshev, beginning on someone who chooses Amargaliot, chooses gems among the sand, and when he finds the gems, he throws away the sand. The process of choosing continues even in the house of the Avos. Just our parasha relates the mistake in the process of choosing. When Yitzchak intends to bless Esav after he eats from the delicacies, and Rivka instead chooses Yaakov, who gets the bracha after Yitzchak smells his clothing. One of the primary topics of the parasha is the Bechoira. And even Yaakov, in answering Yitzchak, emphasizes Bechorcha, I'm your Bechor. In Kedusha of people, we distinguish between Kedushas HaBechor and Kedushas Levi. Kedushas HaBechor is a natural Kedusha, of the one who's born first, at the Rechem, whereas Kedushas HaLevi is Kedusha Yona, the Malam and Ateva, above nature that was established by the choosing of Shevet Levi. The purpose of the Jewish people in the world is to purify and sanctify nature, to bring in Kedusha, even in natural life, and therefore Kedushas HaBechorah among the Jewish people relates to the natural phenomenon of the birth of the Bechor without any special preparation or a superiority. Because of this Kedusha, Bechorim was zecher to a special status. Among other things, the holy work was upon them. So too to the Bechor of the Behema of the Jewish people is a special status. Not only that, even a Petel Chamor has Kedusha and requires Pidya, redemption. The natural foundation of Kedushas HaBechor explains the relationship of the Goyim to this Kedusha. Mus'olam have a chelik in Kedusha Tivis. And because of that, they're chayiv in the seven mitzvahs, Tivios, the seven natural mitzvahs of the world, of just keeping society going, functioning. That's why we have a mention of the Bechorah by the Akum. It's a natural phenomenon which relates to natural Kedusha. The Pasuk says, Mibchol paro, etc. ad b'chor ha-shifcha, and Shemos Yir Aleph Hei. And also the Maisi Terafim is related to the fact that Mevim Adam B'chor V'shechtim Oisah. That we bring the B'chor and the Behema of the B'chor and we shecht it. That's in Tanchum and Parashas Vayetzeh. So it was Reuven was to bring the Terafim, the B'chor. It was that's the Dudaim. The Terafim are when we're talking about the Rachel stealing the Terafim, the Avodah Zarah, and it's the Medrash explains in Tanchuma, you do this whole Avodah Zarah process to so that the Terafim should speak. So this whole magic. So that's the they relate to the Bechor. You bring a Bechor and shecht it. That also likes the Bechor. Maybe that's why the Bechor fast in Erev Pesach. No, we normally don't fast in Chodesh Nisan. Because of the Chilul Kedushas HaBechor in the time of Makas Mitzrayim. So that's the Kedusha of the Bechor. However, the Kedusha of Shevet Levi isn't dependent on Chukei HaTeva. Rather, it was established by the Ratzon of Hashem who chose the tribe. Because of this Bechira, Avodah was given afterwards to Levim, after it was taken away from the Bechoros by Midbar 3:12. The Torah was Mishabi the Bechor, the Ben Levi. V'chiyavat pidyano mimeno v'chamisha slayim. V'haino l'kdushat ha-Bechor, l'kdushat ha-Tivit. Yesh pidyon. Ma'she'en ken l'kdushat ha-Levi, she'en pidyon. So the Torah was Mishabi the Bechor, the Ben Levi, and you have to be Poide. They were Poide the Bechoros, the Chamisha Slaim. In other words, there's Pidyon for Kedusha Hativis. Mashen came the Kedusha Slavi, there's no Pidyon. For that, there's no redemption. וידבר השם המשה לאמור, ואני הנה לקחתי את הלווים מתוך בני ישראל, תחת כל בחור פתר רחם בבני ישראל, והיו לי הלווים. So they were taken instead. כי לי כל בחור, etc. So that's the, that was when there was that exchange of the Kedusha from the Bechoros, Bechorim to the Levim. And the Baiter, Vaidaber Hashem, Moshe, and Rakachas HaLevim, Taras Kol Bechor B'Bnei Yisrael, Vesbehemes HaLevim, Vesbetuya HaShlosh V'Shim Masayim Ma'oit V'Na HaLevim, Bechor B'Nei Yisrael, V'Lakachta Chameshes Chamesh Shkol Magulgolas. And then you redeem the Kedusha, there was the Bechoros were redeemed for the Levim. Levim now were Kadosh instead. And then there were 273 extra. And for that you have five slime. Pidyon. So we have this Kedusha Tivis, this natural Kedusha of the Bechor, and the Kedusha El Yoina of the Levim. There's a parallel to this in the difference between Reach and Tam. This is discussed by the Alter Rebbe in Kutei Torah, Parashas Maaseh, page 180. It says there, in Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, L'reach shemanecha tovim, shemen turak shemecha. Kol ha-shirim shena'amru lefnei ha-avot, reichot heyu. Aval anu, shemen turak shemecha. Ki adam shemerik mikli lekli. Ha-kara shel ha-avot hi b'chinat reach. ולאחר מתן תורה היא בחינת טעם. הריח שווה לכל נפש. הכל מריחים בשווה. ואילו הטעם יש לו דרכים בצורות שונות, בעיבוד, בלעיסה, All the shirim that were said, others said, were smell. But we're shemen, like you pour it from kli to kli, meaning that the avos, their recognition was reach. The reach shemanichatim, the reach, they were reach. After Matan Torah, it was bechinas tam. It was taste. Reach is the same. Everybody smells the same. But tam, there are different ways of tasting things. One can chew it, or one could lick it, the different ways. Similar to this, we find by Shikul Dat. Yish Mishkal Rishon, Yish Mishkal Sheni, when somebody is considering something. The first Mishkal, when you decide something, when you think about something, it's without Das, it's something foundational. It's this Havraka Rishonit, this original Havraka, this bolt of lightning. It's natural. And the Mishkal Sheni, the second consideration, comes after Ir and Bedat and B'cheshbon. Think about it, you cheshbon it out. And that has a Haskalah Iyunit Shel HaAdam. That has a introspective aspect of man, thinking about it, analyzing it. Torah by the Avos was Mishkal Rishon. It was natural. It was like smell that's equal to everybody. And that's how you can even have Goyim or Makir Hashem at Kedem Adregas Mesiras Nefesh, like we find by Haran that he threw himself into the Kivshan HaEsh, Bereshis Rabba Lamed Chesed Gimel. That's the Hagdol of Eina Metzuvim Ve'Oisim. Osim Mikorach HaNetiyah Tiv'it. They do it naturally. The Matan Torah was mischadish the yisoid ha-tam. It's not equal to everybody. Hashikul ha-sheni, la'achar iyun v'limud, mikan ha-adala shel Yisrael me'almot. That's the difference between the Jewish people and the non-Jewish people. The word mitzvah v'yoseh, and this is not equal to everybody. The mitzvahs now. And this is after Iyun v'limud, it doesn't come naturally. You have to be commanded. Shomim et ha-tzivui, b'chinat ha-shmua v'mitzvah, l'shon tzavta. You connect to the Torah through the mitzvah. Al derev l'kutei Torah, b'chukosai, page 90. So too the expression, Ma'aseh v'nishma, is mechuven on one hand to the tradition of the Avos, that was known among the Jewish people. Ba'alei ne'emar na'aseh, nachzik b'yerushat kedushat ha'avot. And mitzad sheni nishma, tzivui ha'torah ha'chadashim, b'chinat ha'tam ha'myuchad li'Yisrael. So on one hand we have the Yisraelis Avos, that's the Naaseh, we're going to do what the Avos said, and Nishma, and now B'chinas Tam, we're going to do it after the commandment, we're going to understand it, we're going to analyze. This distinction also explains the Gemara Mitzvahs B'telos La'asid Lava. And it said that Tzivui Shebehem B'chinat HaTam Yitbatel V'yafech L'B'chinat Reach. The tzivui, which is a b'chin of tam, which we said is after Matan Torah, where God is commanding us, where there are different ways of tasting. So that's going to turn into reach. That's what it means. Mitzvahs b'telos la'asid lavo. Everybody's going to be shavu. And this will allow the going to connect to the those who do a mitzvah naturally. The kavan of Yitzchak was to transfer the brachas to Esav. And that's because he was thinking about the fact that the Bechor is Kadosh B'Tivo. It's miyuchad l'avoid ha-shamayim. Yitzchak yadash of Yisrael ha-tivi. He knew that when it comes to nature, there's good and bad mixed in. And he knew the Madrega of Esav. וחז"ל סיין המדרש, שמוסרה בזין דלת, כשם שקילוסו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, עולה מגן עדן מפני פי הצדיקים, כך עולה מגהנם מפי הרשעים. It's like the praise of Hashem comes up from Gan Eden from the mouths of Tzaddikim, so too comes up from Gehenim from the mouths of Rishayim. So they said about Nebuchadnezzar, who wanted to be Megane all the Shirah Shamar David, to show that his Shirah were much better. And the Malach slapped him on the face. And the Darshu Chazal al Par Baharakarm, Hal Baharakarma, Shalal Shem Abal, Yisrael Alechet Betana. חברי עולה לחלקו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, בשמו של הקדוש ברוך הוא מתקדש עליו, ואני עליתי לחלק הבא להכניס את בורי. ואמר לו אליהו, שם ששמו הקדוש ברוך הוא מתקדש על ידי זה שאיני, ככה מתקדש על ידך. So you have the praise of Hashem coming up even from the Rishayim, even if Nebuchadnezzar wants to praise Hashem. And the cow doesn't want to go up in Har HaKarmel, the cow that's for the Baal, and Eliyahu says, no. The name of God is sanctified by the Tzaddikim. The name of God is going to be sanctified by you also, by the Baal also. Those who represent the Baal, God's cup is going to come out from everybody. That's why he wanted Esav. Esav is miyuchad l'avoid Hashemayim. He's kadosh b'tivo. He knows that it's good and evil. But the shevach of Hashem comes from evil as well. בהקדמה לברכות ביקש יצחק ועשה לי מטעמים כאשר אהבתי. Make me מטעמים that I love. This love comes from the Akedah, from the Kiddush Hashem, שהוא המשותף, that's what combined, that's what the common denominator of all mitzvahs, Kiddush Hashem. Like the Rav talks about in Yigot HaRaya, the second volume, page 250, Igeret Tef Reish Lamed. And in the fourth volume, on page 179, and that's the taste that you taste in all mitzvahs. That's the Kiddush Hashem of the Akedah. That's what it means when it says "Vaseli matamim kasher ahavti." Make me delights that I love. This love comes from the Akedah, from the Kiddush Hashem, from the taste that you taste in all the mitzvahs. Ki ata b'chor yakir latet lo pishnayim. The b'chor gets double. V'lachen savar. That's why we said that. Mitzvahs are b'chinas tam. About the others, they're Bechinas Reach. But after Matan Torah, they're Bechinas Tan. And that's what's the common denominator of all mitzvahs. All mitzvahs are Kiddush Hashem. And that's what it means. Vaseli mat'amim kasher ahavti. Hatam shetoamim b'chol ha-mitzvot. Before you give double, v'lechin tzavar Yitzchak latet leitzav v'kdushat ha-reach v'kdushat ha-tam. מסורת האבות וקדושת התורה, נוסף לקדושת אבית. את הקדושה העליונה, את הטוב ואת הרע שיורכבו ביחד. That's what Yitzchak wanted to give Esav. He didn't only want to give him Kedushas Reach. Kedushas Reach is what's natural from the Avos and that Esav has because he's naturally the Bechor. And Yitzchak also wanted to give him the Kedushas HaTam, the Kedushas HaTorah. And that's the Mat'amim, that's the taste that he wanted. Taste, we said, is like the Medrash says, based on the Medrash. Tam is after Matan Torah. So Esav has the Yisoda Tivi, and he wanted to give him the Yisoda Torati. Should have both Kedushas, and therefore you ask him for Matam and taste. Also, I'm going to give you the taste of all the mitzvahs, and this taste he got when he was Moser Nefesh, which is Kiddush Hashem, which is the mitzvah that is the common denominator of all mitzvahs. But that was the mistake, because the Torah in the future is going to be Meshavei the Bechor. The Bechor has to give over his Tavkit to Levi, and the Kiddush of the Bechor is not absolute. It has Pidgion, it has Tamura. And therefore, the Mechira of the Bechor at the Yaakov It's tough face because you see, the Kedushas Bechorah can be sold. The secret was revealed to Rivka. Both naturally and prophetically. Naturally, when she went by the Pischei Botei Knesios and Pischei Botei Pesach Avodah Zarah, and Yaakov would want to go out of the Pischei Botei Knesios, and Esau would want to go to the Pesach Avodah Zarah. So this was shown to Rivka that the Kedushas Bechorah is not absolute. Look, Esau wants to go out at the Pesach Avodah Zarah. She was told by the Navi, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, because of her tznius, she didn't tell the Yaakov, Ramban, Bereishis Chavsayin Dalit. She didn't tell this Nevuah to Yitzchak. And that Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, Ushnei Lomim Me'ayich Yiparedu. So she knew B'derech Nevuah that Yaakov was the one. In fact, that Esav is natural to Bechor, that could be changed. So good and bad are mixed in, like we find the Bechorah can be redeemed by the Levi. The Tov and Ra are mixed in the Betin of Rivka. And the good side has to be Misgabra on the bad side. Gam Yisodom ala Tov Teva. B'chein HaMalach Soter Mashtik Et Shirat Nebuchadnezzar. Good has to overcome bad. Even if the Yisod of the bad and the Mile of the bad is in nature. And the Yisod and Milo of the good is in nature. Nature, the good has to overcome the bad. Even if it's natural. And therefore the Malach slaps Nebuchadnezzar and silences Shira. So the good should overcome the bad. You know, the bad wants to praise Hashem, the good has to overcome that. Man. Praise should come from the good. And that's what Rivka says to Yaakov, Kachli Misham Shnei Gidaye Izim Tovim. It says in the Medrash, Tovim lebanecha shaydan mitkaper lem biyom ha-kippurim. Take for me two sheeps, two kids, two goats. They're good for your children because through them they can have kapara and yom kippur b'reishis rabba samachay yudam. You have two seirim, asar la'azazel eskeneged chelek ha-ra. That's the praise that comes to Hashem from the Rishayim. And therefore, the Lashon Shel Zaharis, they would split it up. And the Sari Mishtalech and the Pisal Shel Hechol, and the Sari would get to the Midbar. The Lashon HaZaharis with this woolen material would come white, show that the Jewish people's sins were forgiven. To say that the Kilos HaYarak Shel Tzadikim, the Tov was Misalek the Ra, Chu of Yom Kippur's. Mal and Mira, that's the two. So these two Gidayizim are the Sari La'azazel and Sari Hashem. So those are the two, and what happens is that the one is thrown over the cliff and the other one one is given to Hashem, and so the one given to Hashem wins. The other one's thrown over the cliff, and then in the Beis Hamikdash, the Lashon Shel Zaharis becomes white to show that we were forgiven. Because the Kilus of the Tzadikim is better than the Kilus of the Rishayim. Tov is Misalik the Raz is disposed of. And the intention of Rivka was that Yaakov should be Zochin the Brachas from two Bechinas, Reach and Tam. Ve'aseh otam matamim la'avicha kasher ahev. I'll make matam for your father like he loves. Yaakov brings the matam. Yitzchak says to Makoko Yaakov, Edai Mita Esav. Yitzchak is mafchin. Hishtei abchinat etzdalfu. Kol Yaakov, shehu b'chinat Torah. V'hayedai Mita Esav. B'chinat kochot ha-teva. Yitzchak says, your voice is the voice of Yaakov, and your hands are the hands of Esav. For Yaakov is Torah, Yadayim are the kochos of Teva. However, when Yitzchak wanted to see if there's Reach of Kedushas HaAvos, Het is Vayarach, het is Reach Begada, Vayvarachayu. So he saw that there is Kochos Hateva of Yadayim, and Koach Torah of the Kol of Kol Yaakov. But he also wanted to see if there are, and he sees there Mat'amim, which is tastes. So we have a post-mat in Torah here, but we also wanted to see if there's Reach of the Kedusha of the Avos. And it says Vayarach, it's Reach Begada, Vayvarachayu. He smelled the smell of his clothing and he blessed him. And he said, Re'e Reach Benik, Reach Sada, Sher Beracho Hashem. See, the smell of my son is like the smell of the field that God blessed. The Yisod HaTevi was revealed by Rishoniyuto. So the Yisod HaTevi was also revealed here. He smelled a good smell. And that's what Yaakov said, I'm your Bechor. I'm called B'nei Bechor Yisrael. Because through Kedushas HaTorah, the Avodah was given to Levim. There's pidyon for a Bechor, there's redemption for a Bechor, but not for a Levi. And even if Esav was born in the Olam HaSiyah first, in the world of Machshava, Yisrael came first. So Yaakov also has the Bechinas Reach, not only Bechinas Tam. And he can overcome Esav because Esav's Kedusha was... He was born first in the Olam HaSiyah, but in the world of Machshava, Yaakov came first, B'nei Bechor Yisrael, Yisrael Olam Machshava Tchila. The first goal was the creation of the Jewish people. The empowering of the good over the bad, the Mile of Kedushas Levi and Kedushas of Bechor Ativis, is the Mile of the holiness of Levi over the natural holiness of the Bechor, is helped in Eretz Yisrael. This derech is special for the Jewish people, and therefore returning to Eretz Yisrael is returning to Torah, returning to Judaism. The Yisod HaReach is special for Eretz Yisrael, their natural place. The original place that was designed from Bria's own for the Jewish people. But in Chutz La'aretz, there's no good Bechinas Reach, because the Avir isn't pure. Avir Eretz Anu, the air there isn't pure. And therefore, mitzvahs in Chutz La'aretz are Nishma mitzvahs. Like a Shmua, like a tiny that comes to a faraway land, Mishlei 25:25, Ushmua Tova Me'eretz Melchak. So in Chutz La'aretz, it's a good tiding coming from far away, but it doesn't have the bechin of reach, the good smell of the pure air of Eretz Yisrael. The Yisod of Yitzchak, that never left Chutz La'aretz, never left Eretz Yisrael, went to Chutz La'aretz, so he couldn't marry a shivcha, even though he didn't have children. So he was kulo bechinas reach, he was filled with kedusha tivis. Rishali Shamit, this original primordial Kedusha. And therefore he saw, if I have the original primordial Kedusha, then Esav, it's going to be good that's going to come out of Esav. Avram went to Chutz La'aretz, he left Eretz Yisrael, he married Hagar, he could marry a Shifcha. He understood this Yisod of Havchon, of Havdalah, of distinguishing, separating. And that's what he did to Yishmael, his Bechor. But Yitzhak was going with the natural Kedusha, because that's what he had, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. In the Mela, he thought Esav was the correct person to give the bracha to. Yaakov also felt Kedushas HaReach. Only when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, then Rachel died, so he shouldn't be married to two sisters, like the Ramban says, because Ikar HaKos HaVaretz, Ikar Torah, has to be kept in Eretz Yisrael. Ramban Dvarim Yedav Yitches. This is alluded to in the Pasuk, Zacharti of Brisi Yaakov, Brisi Yisrael, Brisi Avram Eskar, Vartz Eskar. I remember the covenant, my covenant with Yaakov, and even my covenant with Yitzchak, and even my covenant with Avram, I'm going to remember, the land I'm going to remember. Because Eretz Yisrael, they're connected, the Avos are connected to the land. Eretz Yisrael causes Kedusha Sereach, Kedusha Avos, the natural Kedusha, primordial Kedusha. And when Yitzchak heard that Yaakov bought the Bechora, and he realized that he also has Kedusha Tivis, Kedusha Sereach, so then he was masking to the Brachos, and he said, Gam Baruch Yiyah. Rabbi adds in the Shulei HaShmua, L'shniut shebein Yaakov ve'Esav yesh makbilim b'levadim shonim shel ha'metziut. This duality of Yaakov and Esav have parallels in different levels of reality. Teva u'me'al ha'teva. Yisrael va'umot. Reach v'tam. Havraka rishonit v'yun ma'amik v'yun ma'amik. Kedusha mukhletet v'kedusha yotzet pe'bidyon. Kol Yaakov v'yidei Esav. It's a beautiful thing. You have all of these parallels, this scheme. This duality, nature, Esav, above nature, Yaakov. Israel, above nature, Umos Olam, nature. Reach, nature, and Tam, above. Havraka Rishonit, the first natural burst of light, burst of inspiration, and Yun Ma'amik, looking into it deeply, analyzing, processing, absolute Kedusha, and Kedusha that can be redeemed. Kol Yaakov, which he says Torah, Yidei Esav, natural, Kilus Tzadikim, Kilus Rishonim. And the difference between the two Seirim of Yom Kippur, Sarah Lashem, Sarah Lazoza. The Lashon HaZahoris, which becomes white, Ki Abituya Nimratz V'Asiman HaMufak L'Tzeetzav Shel Yaakov HaMechiyat HaRav HaMitzachon HaTov. HaBchora BeBeit Yitzchak Chorezet Et Devrei Yimei Banav. HaYotzei B'Davar B'Toldot Am Yisrael B'Devrei Yimei Eretz Yisrael. B'Bchoratam Shel Yisrael K'Nuza B'Yilchatam. הדברים יפים ביותר, עמוקים מאוד, and אשרינו מה טוב חלקנו, that we're able to learn this together. Thank you so much for listening. Of course, Mirena Harav has more shmuzim. He said, told us this is Tav Reish Tzadi. This was 1929, Parashas told us. So it's a shame, but it's a shame darkeinu. We still have a Sikha that was recorded from Sadi Aleph and another one from Sadi Hey. So, Baruch Hashem, thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.